Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday explained to American citizens and to the world why he decided not to stand for re-election in the 2024 presidential race. Speaking from the Oval Office, Biden outlined what urgent challenges he sees as the nation heads towards the November vote. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports.
The president said his job will now focus on domestic challenges like civil rights and voter freedom, gun safety reforms, the quest to end cancer, and Supreme Court reform. He also cited myriad challenges the U.S. faces abroad, with wars raging in Gaza and Ukraine, and China becoming more emboldened in the Indo-Pacific. These foreign fires, analysts say, are likely to burn in the minds of concerned voters. Thomas Schwartz is a history professor at Vanderbilt University.
That's really the concern I think people will have, is how does a lame duck president deal with foreign policy crises?
We'll find out Thursday when Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visits the White House. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
The 81-year-old Biden ended his campaign Sunday after resisting weeks of pressure from fellow Democrats to step aside after disastrous debate performance against Republican Donald Trump on June 27th. Party leaders were alarmed that Biden's frail appearance would further confirm voters' doubts that he could serve a second term and could lead to massive electoral losses for Democrats in both the House and the Senate. Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the inside story on both domestic and international news. Stay informed and engage with the latest developments as we explore the most pressing issues shaping our world. There's Issues in the News on VOA News. The woman whom Biden has endorsed to replace him at the top of the Democratic ticket was on the campaign trail Wednesday. Vice President Kamala Harris told members of the African-American sorority, Zeta Phi Beta, that one of her priorities is to reverse the U.S. Supreme Court's rollback of abortion protections.
Well, let me tell you something. When I am president of the United States, and when Congress passes a law to restore those freedoms, I will sign it into law. We are not playing around.
With Biden out of the race, former President Trump aimed a new round of attacks against Vice President Harris during a campaign rally in Charlotte, North Carolina, Wednesday.
Something happened to me when I got shot. I became nice. And when you're dealing with these people, they're very dangerous people. When you're dealing with them, you can't be too nice. You really can't be. So if you don't mind, I'm not going to be nice. Is that okay?
The rally was Trump's first campaign event since Biden's withdrawal from the expected rematch of their 2020 contest. Typhoon Gaimi swept through northern Taiwan on Thursday, killing three people and injuring more than 380 others, while triggering flooding and sinking a freighter offshore before heading across the sea and into China. Reuters correspondent Diane To reports.
Typhoon Gaimi was the strongest cyclone to hit Taiwan in 8 years. The weather authority says the storm made landfall around midnight on the northeastern coast of Yilan, packing gusts of up to 141 miles per hour before weakening. The storm cut power to around 500,000 households in Taiwan, though the local power utility said most of it had been restored by midday Thursday. Gaimi dumped rain across the island, with eyewitness video showing floods in the southern city of Kaohsiung. Fire officials also said a Tanzania-flagged freighter with nine Myanmar nationals on board had sunk off the city's coast. Authorities said they were searching for the crew, who have not responded to communications.
That was Reuters correspondent Diane To. Officials in the Philippines say they are investigating whether a sinking of a marine tanker carrying 1.4 million liters of industrial fuel off their own coast on Thursday was related to the storm. Authorities are rushing to contain what could be the largest oil spill in Philippine history. Gaimi flooded the capital Manila and nearby towns the day before, with hundreds of homes still without power. 22 people were killed in the Philippines as a result of Typhoon Gaimi. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.